Hello and welcome to this week's Therapy for Me. And I've been on a roll of late, without a shadow of a doubt, I've been on a roll of late because I've been knocking out these 23, 24 minute TFMs. And that's about to come to a crashing stop. And it's going to come to a crashing stop for one simple reason. I've been nowhere and done nothing this week. I've literally sat and worked for a vast majority of the week. I've nipped out a couple of times, been to the supermarket. That was quite exciting. And a couple of other little things, including walking trousers, a trip for walking trousers. But I might mention that later on. Because I've got nothing else to talk about. So this could be the fastest episode ever. And I know Shane can probably tell me what the fastest episode or the shortest episode is. But we might be in the running. But then to be in the running, I need to wind up this extended intro and get straight into that twangy guitar. So let's do that. Okay, I finished last week by talking about May the 2nd, and I'm going to start by talking about May the 2nd, even though the thing I'm going to refer to isn't Monday, it was actually today, which is Friday. Still with me so far? Excellent. So, Rishi said no to May the 2nd. I think he said it yesterday, actually, in an interview somewhere or other. I'm still not convinced. I still don't think May the 2nd is dead. And I don't think May the 2nd is dead for a number of reasons. One, I think there's been an enormous amount of talk this week amongst Tories about the fact that they just cannot carry on much longer. Two, a minister, apparently, a ridiculous statement in of itself. A minister said, an unnamed minister, because I don't suppose you'd want to put your name to this, has stated that he thinks they should go for May the 2nd because the chances are we will still be in conflict in Gaza, and he's not convinced that Gaza plays well for the Labour Party, so therefore they could use that and exploit that, which is amongst one of the most sordid things I think I've ever heard. But three, I just don't know how he lasts. I just do not know how he lasts. This is a broken government with a broken prime minister. And so as much as he said no to May the 2nd, the date to look out for is the 26th of March. That's the last day we can call an election in May. And by the way, it can be another date in May. Everybody's talking about May the 2nd like it's the only date possible. And it makes lots of sense with the fact that local elections fall on that day. But it is entirely possible to have a different date. But I just do not know how he carries on. There's a scathing article today in the Sun, which was suggesting there's a groundswell of opinion that wants Penny Mordaunt to replace Rishi Sunak before the election. I mean, this is a woman whose only claim to fame at the moment appears to be she stands for nothing and she knows how to carry a sword. So broken is not the term. Broken is not the term. But look, I'm sticking with May the 2nd. I'm not letting go of May the 2nd. I might be the only one left on the planet, but I'm not letting go of May the 2nd yet.
Tuesday.
One thing I did do this week was order a laptop. And it's that time of year where if you have any form of self-employed income, and all my income is self-employed, then you look at any way of offsetting that. So if you're in a position to spend some cash and you can spend it on something, then you spend it on something, because essentially you're going to get 20% of it back because you're not going to pay income tax on it. Or even you might even, you know, depending on where the threshold is, it might even be more. So I decided I was going to treat myself to a new laptop. Now, I've been buying MacBook Airs. I've had a couple of them. I've not been keeping them that long. But I've made a decision to go for a MacBook Pro. So I put quite a bit of time and effort into researching what I was going to have. And I ended up adding a couple of bits on and ordered it. And it's coming from China. It's coming directly from Shanghai. So whatever they're doing, it's being done in the factory, and then it is being shipped directly via DHL over to me, which in of itself seems weird, but I'm assuming it's part of a bigger shipment or something. I can't believe mine's the only box that's moving from Apple and doing that particular journey. One thing it talks to is something, I don't know, I've talked about this before, something strange and odd about the fact that just because I wanted an extra bit of memory in my laptop, it had to be done there and couldn't actually be done anywhere near shore or onshore even. That would have been nice. But the other thing was I bought the software bundle with it. And for 199 quid, you got a mix of software, but you got Logic Pro, which is a piece of music editing software, and you get Final Cut Pro, which is the default or one of the default video editing pieces of software. Now, Final Cut Pro in of itself is £299 if you just bought it straight up. So it was worth buying the bundle because for less than the cost of Final Cut, I was going to get Final Cut. And I've had a yin to try and do something with Final Cut Pro for quite a while. And it's a lifetime thing, effectively. You buy it once and that's it. All the updates and what have you just keep getting them. It's fine. So it was worth doing in that respect. But what it's thrown me into a quandary about is I've now got Logic, which is a piece of software coming that I've kind of looked at before in the past. I'm really happy with the software I use. I use a piece of software called Studio One, and it's absolutely great. But I'm wondering whether I should now shift. I've edited 450, 500 podcasts in Studio One. So I've got a workflow that's up and running, and I'm now contemplating changing my podcast workflow, which is a big deal. Really, just because I effectively got the piece of software free. I don't kind of know why it's in my head, but somehow it's in my head that I should consider this, because Logic is more of a kind of industry standard than the piece of software I'm using. Now, the piece of software I'm using is great, and it's got a lot of very enthusiastic users, but it's not necessarily got the kudos of, say, Logic. But then why do I need to move for kudos? So I've kind of got all this nonsense thrown about my head, and I'm trying to work out at what point I try and edit a podcast in another platform to see how frustrating I find the process, because I'm going to find the process frustrating. And I know I am, because Logic doesn't have Ripple Edit. And if you don't know anything about Ripple Edit, you have so missed out.
Wednesday.
I've been asked a couple of times this week, once by Shane, funnily enough, I mentioned him, second name check of the week, Shane, why last week's episode of TFM had a bit of dead air at the end. And I've been asked the same question about why the 200th episode of Corona Diaries had dead air at the end. And it's a really, really, really dull thing. And it's not technical in the slightest. I like numbers that end with double digits. So I like 11s and 22s and 33s and 44s and 55s, and I always have. Well, I have for a considerable while. You are going back 30 plus years since that became a thing for me, and it continues to be a thing for me. And consequently, when I edit a podcast of my own, or when I edit the Corona Diaries, I like to end the edit on an 11 or a 22 or a 33 or a 44 or a 55. In terms of seconds. Now, sometimes that means adding a couple of seconds on, but there are certain ones that I don't like, and I can't tell you why I do or don't like the ones I like, but I do like things that end 1555. So 1955 is a really great number for me. 2255 is a great number for me. I'd be more likely to go 2255 or 2233 than 2222 or 2211, and I can't tell you why. So when I finish an episode of anything, I will then move it to that number, which means you could get up to 50 seconds worth of extra at the end. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's 50 seconds to take stock. It's 50 seconds to reflect. It's 50 seconds just for you. If you're waiting and listening for something to happen, you don't know. Something may well happen by the time you get to the end. Chances are it probably won't, but you may. But if nothing else, if you get to the end, don't feel that you've been shortchanged. Celebrate the fact you've had an extra 20, 30, 40 seconds just to clear your head, just to yourself. That's been you time. That's been you time. It's stemmed from a foible of mine. I get it. It stems from a bit of my OCD. I absolutely get it. But it's still been 20, 30, 40 seconds that you've had just to yourself. Nobody disturb you. You can just let what you've just listened to wash over you. Enjoy that time. I went into Huddersfield for walking trousers for the same reason that we spent 2 hours walking round shops for walking trousers, because the eldest has gone to do a two-night DV expedition. He's doing DV Gold. This is their mock trip, whatever they're called, expedition. I suppose, I don't know if they are expedition or whatever they are. So he's gone away. He's taken his Vietnam pack, his Vietnam backpack, and he has disappeared off with everything he needs, half of which must have been food, to keep him going for 2 nights away. They've not gone that far away. In fact, I think they're only about 10 miles away. But he is away with a load of his mates, and they are doing this two-night, three-day expedition. And knowing he was going on Friday, on Thursday, and it was an early start this morning. It was a 7 o'clock start this morning. Knowing that was the case, I was still going into town to fetch walking trousers yesterday, because he couldn't work out how many pairs he wanted, whether he wanted one or whether he wanted two, what else he was going to take. So that bit where, you know, as a parent, you are just getting deeply frustrated with the fact that it's clear what the outcome has to be, and you're just going to have to step in and deal with it. So consequently, I'm now, one of the highlights of my week actually has turned out to be walking trousers, because between Sunday and yesterday, I've had two cracks at it. Absolutely amazing. I can talk you through the ranges in Trespass, in Regatta, in Go Outdoors, and in Mountain Warehouse with some aplomb. Even though, to the outside, to sort of the cursory glance, they all look pretty much exactly the same. I can probably take you through them in quite some detail. I've had a bit of a crash course in walking trousers, let me tell you, over the past couple of days. And it has, I mean, the only reason I'm hanging on is because it actually has been one of the highlights of my week. So if you do want extra detailed walking trouser information, then I literally, whilst it stays in my head, I'm your man.
Friday.
I'm going to apologise in advance. The one thing that this week's TFM has got going for it is going to be very short, because it is absolutely devoid of content. And I did kind of allude to that at the beginning, but it is really, really devoid of anything. I have had one of those weeks this week. So I really, if this was supposed to either help you on your Saturday morning or some kind of ease into the weekend or anything, it's clearly failed. It's clearly, clearly failed. And I don't really know what to say, really. I can't really give you your money back. I suppose I could refund a percentage of those that actually are paying patrons a bit of the cash back, but it'd be really quite complicated. And, you know, I don't know if it's actually worth it in the scheme of things. I might have to just say, look, I'm using some of it to pay forward, and I'll get to you further down the line with something a little bit more impressive. Something's bound to happen where I can be more impressive in the future. So let's go with that as a possibility. But other than that, I'm at a loss, really. Because the thing I'm going to leave you with is something that the only thing I could do is get really annoyed about, which is the fact that obviously, and we knew this anyway. We knew this was it was always a great slogan, right? And actually, look, it's a reasonable idea in of itself, and it's desperately, desperately needed, but it's never been followed through. But we found out today that around about 10% of the levelling up cash that was set aside has been spent. That's it, 10%. So let's look at it the other way. 90% hasn't. So 90% of the country that needed dragging up, and we know what bits of the country those are, and I know because I'm surrounded by it, that 90% has not got what they need. They've not had what was promised, because at the end of the day, it was just electioneering. With so much of what this shower have done, it was just electioneering. They have delivered on absolutely nothing. So whilst in some respects, that's a terrible piece of news to be released today, it's also the bit we actually knew. Because actually, if it had been spent, the next question would have been, well, where's it gone? Because there's no sign of it. There's absolutely no sign of where any difference has been made. It's unbelievable. But again, it's just another thing that's gone out quietly. It's just gone out quietly today. And I mean, look, at least the things we're getting annoyed about are getting annoyed about this government. So at least, I mean, everything's about the people being annoyed at this government. I don't know who's left who actually doesn't think that we shouldn't just do something and get rid now, because they've had long enough. They've had the time. Can we please just make all of this go away as fast as possible? But that big promise, that big statement, all those people who fell for it, all those votes from the Red Wall on levelling up and get Brexit done. And what have we got? Literally, what have we got? So that's impressive. I've done nothing this week, and I've just managed to depress myself, oh dear. Right, should we stop there? Because it's not going to get any better, is it? Trying to think of something I can give you to cheer you up for the weekend. I can't think. I know what I can give you. I'll talk about it next week anyway. But look, we're a week away from the new Ghostbusters film coming out, and Bill Murray's in it. What could possibly go wrong with that? So let's stick with that. Let's stick with a week from today, Bill Murray in the new Ghostbusters movie. Next Friday, it's a date.
If you've enjoyed Therapy for Me, then please subscribe and share as you see fit. This has been an A Short Stories production.